enraged even more by the insult than by his pain, Paul leapt to his feet. But to continue his remarks about his...
Yeah, I just wanted to share with you another horror from the Brisker Love on one of the suggests that we were learning. The Gemara says in Menachas that Kesher Shel Tfilin, Halacha L'Moshe Nisina, that the Kesher of Tfilin, which is the Kesher in the back of Tfilin Shel Reish, is a Halacha L'Moshe Nisina. So I want to read it to you. This is in Perek Gimel of the Hilchos Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah. Again, it's an interesting Rambam that sums up things. Rambam says, Shemayna halachas yesh b'masa ha-tefillin. There are eight halachas l'moshe m'sinai and how you make tefillin. Kulan halachas l'moshe m'sinai. L'fichach kulan ma'akvas. Yimshina b'yachas b'niham pasav. So these are the eight halachas. Yelu hen. Sheyiyu merubos, that the bias of the tefillin has to be square. Now square does not mean a cube, both for the yad and the rosh. Square means the orach and the rochav are the same, but it could be higher. That's why you see they even make some people say for tefillin shel yad, because a child's arm is small, in order to fit the parche, you actually make it higher. In other words, instead of making it wide, you make it the orach and rochav narrow, but you make a big bias. So merubos means the orech and the rochav have to be merubos, v'chein tfirasim beribua. And the tfiras, the stitches have to be beribua, balach sainan beribua, and the diagonals have to be the diagonals of a square. In other words, this is why you can't have a parallelogram, because theoretically, you could have, if the orech and the rochav could be the same, but they could be parallel lines moving up in different directions, but then the alachson would not be equal, coming from both. So alachson and shava means it has to be the shape that we know as a square. So that's the first halacha, that there's a din of ribua. The second halacha, sheyehei bi'or shel rosh suras shin miyamin umismol. That on the or of the tefillin shel rosh, there has to be a suras shin, both on the right and on the left. Now lemaisa, for some reason, the Rambam omits the halacha, that on one side it's a shin of Gimel Russian, and on the other side it's a shin of Dalad Russian. Afar, the Rambam seems to actually indicate that that's not an etzem halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Although that would be very difficult. Because if the halacha l'moshe m'sinai is, you only have to have a shin, then faker, a shin of Dalad Russian would be possible. If you write, in other words, unless there's a direct halacha l'moshe m'sinai of Dalad Russian, you would not be able to be machshir Dalad Russian as part of a general shin. If you wrote a shin of Dalad Russian in the Sefer Torah, it would be pasul. The four-headed shin? Well, there are different minhagim even regarding the shin generally, because the shayla is chav tochas. In other words, if you simply push in the leather and the shin emerges, so then you have a question that you're forming the letter not by ksiva, you're forming the letter by pressing the adjacent leather. So therefore it has to be formed either by tweezers or by pliers, or some say by coming from the opposite end, in which the shin is bolate. But the shin has to be bolate, you can't just push in the side. But that's an issue of chav tochas versus ksav.
Well,
yeah, but the idea, the concept of a tsuras os does not just mean that somebody who would look at it would say it's that because it doesn't look like anyone else. Rather, there are certain minimal definitions of what is an os, and the characteristic of a shin is Gimel Russian. It seems to be that the fact that it looks more like a shin than any other letter, the color would not be nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember someone pointing out the shin is different.
How is that shin?
The shin is different. I don't remember. Do you remember if you have the shin?
Yeah. legs, right. In Ashkenazi are basically all vav,
yes.
Instead
right.
of vav, vav zion, which is what is called
the okay. Okay.
That's the biggest difference in general between the Hebrew and the Hebrew. When you have the Hebrew shot in gates,
yep.
there's a keser on the tour of a Zion, essentially,
mm-hmm.
or is it on a bud?
Right. Oh, okay, so you have three buds.
You two of a bud. As opposed to, sometimes it takes a long time to have it, but you want like a guide where it's a square and you see it in the middle.
So the base is the same?
The base is the same. It comes at a point in both you know. The shin does not have a face, it's just yeah, it's the same thing. You have four bugs. Yeah, I don't think he doesn't bring the Ari stuff. He only brings the junk, he doesn't bring the tools of the Ari. Yeah. So that's the din of Ribua. The second is Shin. The third is Yichlol HaParshios B'Maklitz. Right? If you open up Tefillin, you see that the Parshios are wrapped in blank parchment. There's like a maklis, a blank parchment over the Parshia before you insert it. The fourth halacha, which is actually machlekes, she yichloch osan b'seyar me'al ha-maklis. That you wrap, you have the Parsha, you have the maklis, then you wrap the hair of a behemoth tahora, not the gibbon, but the seyar of a behemoth tahora, around the maklis. Now the Maaseh, there are two minhagim, which is interesting. Now the Rambam writes in the Perush Mishnayos that it's not shayach a machlokes in halacha l'moshe Sinai. Although, in this very case, which the Rambam calls halacha l'moshe Sinai, there is a machlokes. And the machlokes is it first the sar and then the maklis? Or first the maklis and then the sar? Now the Rambam says first the maklis and then the sar, but it is a machlokes in halacha. And because of this, what we do is we have both. We wrap the parsha in sar, then maklis, and then sar above the maklis. We have hair twice. V'yachatach machnisim b'bat l'teyem. You put it in the bias. Now the next halacha is v'yiyu teifrin osen b'gidin, that you have to sew the batim shut with the gidin of a behema tahora. You can't use thread of some other sort. V'sha'isin lehen ma'boris mi'or ha'chofli sh'kikanis b'haratzua atchidehe overis v'holechas v'soch tover shalach. Right, this is called the mavarta. Right, the mavarta is that you have the bias, and the moshav of the bias is called the kitura, which also has to be square. But then the leather of the kitura is stretched, you know, and the strap goes through that ma'avarta, it's called. So that is halachah mosheh Sinai, that it be a ma'avarta that extends beyond the square. The seventh one is sheyiyu haritzuos shecholos. This is a fascinating halacha. Halachah mosheh Sinai that the ritzuos of tefillin have to be black. There's actually no halachah mosheh Sinai that the bias has to be black. And in fact, one can be yotze with a bias, which is white or some other color. But the shachris of the ritzua is ma'akiv. Although it's interesting, you have to, that the emes is, insofar as the din of hanachas tefillin is concerned, there is no chiyuv, you din do raisa, to even wrap it on your arm at all. The ritzua is the pshat, what goes around here and what goes around here. So alibi the emes, the hemshech of a ritzua, on the arm, daraisa at least, a lack of shachlis would not be ma'akir because you don't need it. Yeah, it ends there. Yeah, the hand is only mitamina, but that's the end of the parak. Yeah. But this is something to be machmer on, that indeed the shachlis of a ritzua, the chalap hafas, is halacha mosheh Sinai. And the eighth halacha is sheyehe ha-kesher shalahen kesher yadua ketsuas davitz. This is the kesher of the reish. So the shin of the reish and the kesher of the reish has to be ketsuas dalet, and that's the machlokas. Is it the single dalet or the square, which is the double dalet? The Rambam does not mention at all that the kesher and the tefillin shel yad has to have a yud, which spells shin, dalet, yud. The Rambam is mashma that is either a drabanan or is that even minhag to spell out the shem Hashem, but it is only the shin and the dalet. Are that
the shin and dalet have a yud?
Yeah, but as halacha l'moshe Sinai, the Rambam only enumerates those two, the shin and the dalet. Now the Brisker Rav is omed on the fact that there is a slight difference in the way the Rambam defines the shin and the way he defines the dalet. By the shin, the Rambam says sheyia ba'or shel rosh suras shin, and the or shel rosh there should be a suras shin, the shape of the shin. by the yad, but by the kesher of the rosh, he says, the kesher should be kesher yadua k'tsuras dalet. It doesn't say tsuras dalet, but it should be a kesher in the shape of a dalet. Now you'll see why is this an nafkamina, tsuras shin or k'tsuras dalet, but the Bishkwad actually makes a big deal with this, as you'll see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ah, so that'll be the nafkamina. This is actually what the Brisker Rav wants to say, is the difference between the din of shin and the din of dalet. That the din of shin, he wants to learn in the Rambam, is it mamish requires that it have the din of an os shin.
It says tsura.
Well, tsuras shin. And as you say, tsura just means look like the shin, because we don't care about how it's. We don't care how it's formed. Okay, that's again, the Rambam doesn't address that specifically. And there is a machlokas in halacha. Are the psulim of chak tochas applicable to the shin? But the Brisker Rav does say, at least in the final product, it has to have a din os. Mashen came the dalet, he tines, is not a din os, but it's simply a visualization. That the knot has to look like that shape of a dalet, but definitionally, it doesn't have to have a din os. You'll see what the nafkamina is. Because we have a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara Menachos says, Kesher shel tefillin, halacha l'moshe misinai, right? Kesher shel tefillin, like the Rambam says. So, Rashi says, what is Kesher shel tefillin? That means the Dalid of the Shel Reish. So Tosfos asks the Kasha from a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos quotes, the Gemara discusses in Shabbos, what are the techashim, right? That the Mishkan was built with oros, techashim. Is the techashim a behema tahora? Or is the tachash a behema tamea? And the Gemara comes to different stadim, and it wanted to be poshet from a maimer of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, "Vayhuchsheru meleches shemayim ela mevehema tahora." You could only have for meleches shemayim behema tahora. The Gemara thought that Rav Yosef is talking about the Mishkan, and therefore everything in the Mishkan had to be from behema tahora. The Gemara in Shabbos is matka that, and the Gemara says, "No, Rav Yosef is not talking about the Mishkan. Rav Yosef is talking about something else." So the Gemara asks, "What is Rav Yosef talking about?" Rav Yosef is talking about tefillin. That tefillin can only be me'or behema tahora. So then the Gemara asks, what part of tefillin does he mean? If he means the parshios have to be written on or behema tahora, we know that without Rav Yosef, because what's the drasha? Laman tia toras Hashem beficha. And what is the drasha? Toras Hashem beficha min hamucher beficha. That the Torah of Hashem and the parshios of tefillin are Torah Hashem can only be inscribed on that which is much of a picha. So he can't be teaching me about the parshios, because that is the drasha of Torah Hashem b'picha. So the Gemara says, okay, maybe Rav Yosef is teaching me about the batim. The Gemara says, no, it can't be the bias either, because since the bias has a shin, that's an os from the Torah Hashem, that'll be nichlal in Laman Tia, Torah Hashem b'picha. Why couldn't the Gemara answer the bias of the yad? I don't know. But then the Gemara comes out, all right, Ella, Luritsuais. Rav Yosef's chiddush is that what? That the ritsuos of tefillin must be from an or behema tahira. So frek taisis akasha on Rashi. If we learn, like Rashi and the Rambam say, that when it says kesher shel tefillin halacha l'moshe misinai is you have to have a tsuras dalet, then the same way the Gemara says by the bias of the Rosh, since there's an os shin, it's nichlal in laman tia toras Hashem b'picha, then the os dalet of the kesher should also make the ritzua a toras Hashem. And once again, you don't need Rav Yosef. So Tosfos learns a big chiddush. Although the Brisker Rav will redefine Tosfos. Tosfos learns a big chiddush that when the Gemara says the kesher of tefillin is halacha l'moshe misinai, the Gemara doesn't mean you have to have a kesher b'tzuras dalet. The Gemara just means the fact that it has to be knotted. A kesher shel kayama is halacha l'moshe misinai. The tzuras dalet is not required. The only os is an os of shin. And the Mela, Ritzuas are not nichlal in laman tia toras Hashem b'picha, and that's why I need Rav Yosef Salacha. Of course, I don't know what the makor of Rav Yosef Salacha is. Rav Yosef Salacha is not because of toras Hashem, but he just says like hukshu v'mleches shemayim ella habram and abehema tahor. That's one raya Taisus brings. The second raya Taisus brings is from a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah, the fourth perek, is mechalek between tashmishay mitzvah and tashmishay kedusha. Tashmishay mitzvah, those things that are used for a mitzvah, like a lulav, a shofar. So after you finish with them, tashmishei mitzvah are nizrakim. You can throw them away. You don't do it derech bizayon, you wrap it up. But tashmishei kedusha, you're only allowed to, you have to put in shemesh, you have to put in geniza, you have to put in a special makom kadesh. Now, the Gemara calls ritsuais of tefillin tashmishei kedusha.
Now, the chiyuv at this, Hashmishei Kedusha are not the same thing as Guf Kedusha. The cloth of the Sefer Torah is a Guf HaKedusha because the words of Torah are on it. The mantle of the Sefer Torah is a Tashmish of Kedusha. So, the chiyuv, why are Ritzuais only Tashmishei Kedusha and not Guf Kedusha, while the bottom of Tefillin, see, the Parshias of Tefillin, Vishtetach are Guf HaKedusha. But why are the batim guf akdusha? So Rashi says because they have the shin, which is part of the Shem Hashem. So Frek Taisus Akasha, if the Ritzuas have to have Dalit, they too should be nichlal and guf akdusha and not Tashmishei Kedusha. So these are Taisus's two rayas. One from the Gemara in Shabbos, and one from the Gemara in Megillah, that the halacha, that kesher shel tefillin, halacha, lemaisha, misinai, is only going on the fact that you need a kesher, but not on the Tzuras Dalit itself. But l'chayr it's Akasha on Rashi. Rashi and the Rambam, who both say that the Tzuras Dalet is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And then, Alibi D'Emes, there's another Raya from Rashi as well. The Gemara says what? That Tefillin shall, what does it say? V'ro kol amei ha'aretz, ki shem Hashem nikra alecha. Right? Everyone will see. The Pasuk says that the shame of Hashem is upon you, the yaru mimecha, and they will fear you. So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Elu Tefillin Shebereish. That the Tefillin Shebereish is the Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha. Rashi says, why Dafka Tefillin Shebereish? So Rashi says, Yesh Lahem Rubo Shel Shem. Because the Shin and the Dalet is on the Reish. The Yad only has the Yud. So the Tefillin Shebereish is the Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha because it has Rubai Shel Shem. Taisus, Lishitaso, says, that can't be Pshat. Because if you don't need the Dalit, then all you have is a shin anyway. It's not Rubei Shel Shem. So Taisus learns all different shot. Taisus Lashitaso learns that the reason why it's called Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha is not because the shame is on the tefillin, but rather the tefillin themselves is an os of your relationship to the Eibishter. And why do I dignify the Reish more than the Yad? Because the Reish is Begalei. And the tefillin shel yad is supposed to be covered up. So according to Taisus, it's not the pshat because you have the Shem Hashem externally on the tefillin, but the tefillin itself is a crown that is Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha. But again, Rashi learns specifically, Shin and Dalet are the halacha l'moshe misinai. And finally, Rashi says it in yet another place. Rashi says the halacha, the Gemara says you're not allowed to be mishana tefillin shel reish into tefillin shel yad because that's a chisaron of malin b'kodesh v'ein mayridin. And once again, Rashi's taina is, why is Tefillin Shel Reish a higher Kedusha? Because it has Rubai Shel Shem, and Tefillin Shel Yad only has one letter of the Shem. Again, Taisus' taina is, that can't be Emes, because the Dalet is not Halacha Moshe Misinai. Although here, Taisus isn't Masber so well, according to his Shita. What is the Ma'il of Tefillin Shel Reish? Unless you're going to say the Shin itself is a letter that connotes some type of shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe it's the first letter of Shakai, like a Rashi Teva, or the like. But these are all of the Raya. So Rashi learns consistently. Rashi learns consistently a number of places that when the Gemara says, Kesher Shel Tefillin, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, it means that the Tzuras Dalet is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and that seems to be what the Rambam says. And Taisus has his two kashas. One kasha is from the Sugya in Shabbos, where Rav Yosef seems to teach us that the Din of Ritzuais is not Nichlal in Tiras Hashem, and the Sugya in Megillah that treats Ritzuais of Tefillin, even of the Reish, as only Tashmishei Kedusha and not Guf HaKedusha. So with this, the Brisker Rav wants to learn that there is a big nafkamina between the Shin that you have to have on the Bias and the Dalet that you have to have on the Reish. That Avada, the Rambam Taka learns that you have to have a Dalet on the Reish. But nevertheless, he tainas that the Shin, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai was that you have to have a Tzuras Eis. You have to have an Eis of the Torah. You have to have a Shem Kesiva on it. And that makes it Torah Hashem. Masha'en came to Kesher. The Kesher doesn't have a din of Kesiva. First of all, a Kesher anyway isn't a Tzura of Kesav. And therefore he says that the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of Dalet is only a din of Tzura. It's not a din of a Cheftza of an Eis. It doesn't have Kedushas Sefer Torah. Now, he doesn't, in Rashi he says it's sure. In Rashi he says, that's what the Brisker wants to say is that Rashi and the Rambam are not going in the same Shita. Because Rashi, who apparently counts the Dalet as an Os Min Hashem, that would be Shvir. That means the Dalet is the same as the Shin. But the Rambam, Itainas, it's only a din of visualization. In other words, that the Kesher has to be a certain shape, and that shape happens to be a shape of a Dalet, but not that it has to have a din Dalet. Now, why would the Torah say that? I don't know. But he says, it's not that the Torah is makbid on a Dalet, the Torah is makbid on a particular shape. And this is how he learns, you know, he learns with Derech Drash, that Why does it say in Menachos when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu V'ra'isa es acharai ufanai lo yeira'u? So the Gemara darshins, what did Hashem show Moshe? Hashem showed Moshe kesher shel tefillin. Right, we say in Adam Zemiros, kesher tefillin hera li'anav. So the Brisker Rav is Masber. Why did Hashem show Moshe kesher shel tefillin? To indicate, see, if Hashem would have told Moshe, you got to make a dollar, that would have indicated that the chiyuv is to make an oath. But by showing him the tzura, the chiyuv is not to make an oath, the chiyuv is only to make a tzura, make a picture. And the Mela, in such a situation, it doesn't have a din of Teres Hashem. And that's why Rav Yosef's halacha would be required, and that's why it's only Tashmisha Kedusha and not Gufa Kedusha. Again, the Brisker of Tain is that his explanation is Muzbri in the Rambam, but again, it doesn't answer Rashi. Rashi is Mashma, that the Dalet Mamish has a regular din of a Tzuras Eis. So this is how he wants to fend for the Rambam. In fact, he wants to even say, in Tosfos, once you come to this Chiluk, you could say that Tosfos really follows the Rambam. Meaning to say, when Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, because Rashi says, there's Alachal Moshe Misina, you have to have a Tzuras Dalet, and Tosfos is Chiluk, the Brisker Rav wants to say, maybe Tosfos doesn't mean we're indifferent what the Tzura is. Maybe Tosfos also requires that there be a Dalet, but he disagrees with Rashi that Dalet has a din of an os. So once you say that, it could be that Tosfos and the Rambam are the same, although Rashi will still be difficult. Yeah.
Even if this explanation of Brisker Rav serves undercut the Brisker Rav of the practice, you know, they have the double Dalet, what does that mean? It's not a Dalet. The whole idea, there's a
Masorah
here, that there's
right.
A vision.
Well, the Rambam is a Tzuras Yadua, so there still has to be a Tzuras Dalet, so the double Dalet might not be a Tzuras Dalet.
Where'd it come from?
Halacha Moshe Misina.
Where did
it come from? Where the double Dalet
comes from. The story is that
The Rav
would let people keep their
Minhagim.
This was one Minhag.
He made people make a single Dalet?
Yeah, there's a separate YU. He's a YU. He was crazy about this. Because he said that this was basically the same square everybody else always had. And he said that
The Rosh Hashanah is the intersection. So they learned that the square is not the Dalet, the square is the Rosh Hashanah. Right. So they learned that the square is not the Dalet, the square is the Rosh Hashanah. And the Ritzua that's Yotzei from the square. I'm not sure if that's so much from the Rambam.
No,
it's
the Ritzua's together, but basically that was...
I mean, the Rambam is mashma, the kesher has to have its tzuras dalet. It's not mashma you're using. But you said the Taimonim had the square, had doubled the square. Yeah.
The whole
kit. That would indicate a certain amount of flexibility, but again, I don't know what the shir is going to be.
I mean, I don't know if it's specifically, but a lot of times the kafa dimayon is
You have to get a little bit of flexibility, not like Gamre, and have an element of it. The Rambam clearly says, just even about this, he says you have to have Tzuras Shin on the Gaius, and then he says Kesher Yadua Kitzuras. He clearly describes the Dalet in much more flexible terms than he describes the Shin.
Explain this, the Shin is mamish a letter,
right.
And here you're making a knot to resemble a letter,
right.
So it means it has the difference.
That's what the Brisker Rav said. But it still may have, to be an exact resemblance. In other words, it doesn't have a din of an os, but it has to be made to look like the os.
When you mamish, an exact resemblance has the
right.
The keser.
Right, at least for the three.
You have the tagin. No one has any right. Kesher that has that
right.
Singular
tagin.
The top doesn't protrude over the right side.
Right.
Which is ma'akid? Is that just ma'akid? The mention of dalet is just the angular, right?
Doesn't have to protrude if it's as long as it's a right angle to the top, right? Inafinami. But with this hanacha, that according to the Rambam, the Dalet is only a din of Tzura. And really, the emphasis is, the site of this chiluk is really in the Ran. The Ran doesn't say it in such arichas. But the Ran himself answers Tosfos's kasha. Tosfos's kasha is, if you have to have a Dalet, why isn't the Dalet Tashmit, why isn't the Dalet Gufa Kedusha, and why isn't it Teres Hashem? So the Ran says, Pashut, because making knots is not Ksivas Osios. Making knots is not the same as a ksiva. The Brisker Rav is saying, Efshir, that's what the Ran actually means, that the halacha Moshe Misina was not that it has to be an ice, but it simply has to be a kesher that resembles the ice dalet. Now with this, the Brisker Rav wants to answer another difficult halacha in the Rambam. Not a difficult halacha, but a halacha that's a little incomplete. And that is the issue of a goy. What can a goy do or not do in tefillin? Now, we know for sure the following. We know for sure that a goy is possible for ksivas, sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah. How do we know that? That's a different drasha, because it says by tefillin, ukeshartam, liyos al yadecha, etc., uksavtam al mezuzah speisecha. So we darsh it, kol sheyeshno bikshira, yeshno bikshira. If you have a mitzvah to put on tefillin, kshira, you have a mitzvah to, you're able to write tefillin. If you're not yeshne b'kshira, you're not yeshne b'ksiva. That's, by the way, why even women are puzzled, for, well, Dashim and Ketanim are puzzled, because they're not yeshne b'kshira. In fact, it's even with Allah Halacha, that a person that's a mummer who doesn't wear tefillin is puzzled, because yeshne b'kshira doesn't only mean they're chayav, but it means they actually are osek in that mitzvah, the payah.
But women who don't fill in the...
So apparently it's a double thing. In other words, yeshno b'kshira means you have to be mechuyev and you have to do it. So even if a woman... That would be an interesting question, because if the drasha means you have to do it, then if a woman does it as an enemy of the IC, you could argue that she does it.
Right.
Yeah, okay, but apparently, at least for halacha, we're cautious in puzzling both.
A woman with chayev and mezuzah can't write one for herself.
Oh, so that's the question. So the question is, why can't a woman write a mezuzah? Now, that's a good question. Because if the psal is, you have to be yeshnei b'kshira, yeshnei b'ksiva, so a woman is yeshnei in the mitzvah mezuzah. So the answer apparently is that it's not the pshat that you're making the drasha, that you have to be chayiv in the mitzvah in order to write. Rather, it's a direct hekesh to tefillin, meaning by tefillin there's halacha, if you're not chayiv, you can't write. And then I have a hekesh, anyone that can't write tefillin can't write sefer Torah mezuzah. In other words, it's irrelevant that
how do we get there? How do we get from tefillin to anything else?
Yeah, because of the pasuk Laman Tia, that also is Laman Tia Torah Hashem B'Picha, that Hukshu Kol HaTorah Kula L'Tefillin. So apparently what that means is, I'm not making an independent drasha for mezuzah and Torah. Rather, Tefillin teaches me everything, and then I apply it to those other things.
Didn't we have a discussion about how to write the partios have to be written as exactly as they would be?
Right.
If Suma and Suma, right. It would be in the Sefer Torah, or if they were,
right.
If they were just re-quoting?
Right, that's correct.
Did we say that about mezuzah?
Was this would be the same question?
No, when we talked about the yeah. Sheet that said that they didn't have to be as they were in the Sefer Torah,
right.
Was that in regards to mezuzah that we said that?
That was in regard to mezuzah and tefillin, yeah.
Then we would say the mezuzah is a different parsha. It's not like part of the Kol HaTorah because it's being taken out.
Well, in the way that you write it, but Lamaisa, they are psukim from the Torah. I mean, it's still Torah Hashem B'Picha. I mean, for example, we learn from Torah Hashem B'Picha that the din of Mutar B'Picha, it has to come from a kosher animal, that applies to tefillin, mezuzah, and Sefer Torah. You know, even the Michas Chinuch, the last mitzvah of the Torah is Ksivas Sefer Torah. So the Michas Chinuch has a discussion, are women chayavas in Ksivas Sefer Torah? Because it's not Zman Grama. Maybe a woman should be chayav than Ksivas Sefer Torah. And maybe the tzad to patra them would be, if I say like the Rush, I remember the Rosh is Mekel and says, "Bezman hazeh, you're Mekayim with Svarim," because the ikar purpose of the mitzvah is Talmud Torah. So if you're not chayav in Talmud Torah, but the Michas Chinuch points out that if women are chayavas, they wouldn't be able to write it themselves. They would have to get a shaliach to write it, because even if a woman is chayavas in Ksiva Sefer Torah, she would still be puzzled to write because she's not Yeshno B'Kshira. And then the Michas Chinuch has a discussion. Well, how could you say somebody is chayav to do a mitzvah to a shaliach that they're not able to do themselves? Right? We have a klal: anything you can't do yourself, you can't do through a shaliach. But the point is that the Michas Chinuch does acknowledge the anomalous result, or the possibility, of a woman being chayeves in a mitzvah that she could only do through another person, and she wouldn't be able to do herself. Let me check 1 second. Let me just see the Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph. Yeah, this is Lamed Sin and Lamed Tes. Okay, that would be interesting. That depends how you construe the drasha. is the drasha anyone who's not chayav in tefillin can't write anything, or rather we make the drasha independently? In other words, if you're not chayav in tefillin, you can't write tefillin, but if you're chayav in mezuzah, you could write mezuzah. In other words,
yeah,
what is it says by mezuzah? Ah, okay, let's see what that is. Who had been in the Torah mezuzah? Was the world could reach and be any day as she was a woman.
Because of Shiri,
we think
that she wasn't
fine. Well, okay. The question is, once she's chayavus, will that enable her to be a kosetus? We should say where, which fish. Change the mitzvasa. Yita chorecha dimshina. I can't find a Hilchos Mezuzah, where he says the Feilish, who can write it, who can't write it. So the Torah cuts for me, Yisalef, Nechri, Gomez, Yotni, Shechon, and Shechonachna.
I made
the
Mechassidah.
Okay.
I made the Mechassidah.
Yeah.
Maybe the
shiva
is, you know,
with
the
shah.
So maybe the
shiva is using
the
different
hebrew,
nashna, the isha, the edam, the kadak, shiva, with the tibet, so on. Even a cotton.
Right, shah.
So that's a different... Yeah. That's a different nechuda, you see, that's... See, you're raising two different questions. One question is, does the drasha of the kishartam apply outside of tefillin at all? That's one question. If it doesn't, then even a cotton would be kosher for sefer Torah. Whereas if you limit that drasha, kosh yashna b'kshira, yashna b'chsiva, to only tefillin, then even a cotton is kosher. But there's another shayla, that is, even if it's Timtzel Rama, the drasha does apply, but maybe the drasha just means you've got to be chayav in the mitzvah. Now that would exclude a cotton, but that may pick up an isha by mezuzah. So it's really a separate question.
Hapshat shel haGemara hu shekulam berishuna.
Sefer Torah tefillin mezuzot shekutavan min, mesur ravet kochavim.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the drasha says that it's true, kashayatam achshavtam. Like, psulim. Yeah. So the
Rezah Gatav? Yeah. Yeah. Ha'avid ve'arosh הביאו את זה בתפילין, ולא הביאו את זה
מן התיימה של הקצף לידינו, ודרך כלל אמרת אולי קצף,
לא כתב כל אלה, אלא שזה לא שחלו בפרסים, כשמי שבאת ולא שנקעה, יפה ומסתם, קודם כל יכולים ללמוד לתוכו, לעשות חילים, וקודם כל נביא ללמוד מראה,
אני לא יודעת שבא, שלא יודעת, ולא שיש שנים מזו, וצריך לומר שלשנים אלה עדים כן, כי הם בתפילין, ולא בסוף התורה. Okay, so that's the thing, okay. And the Mishnah says that the minhag is not like the drisha, that we parcel everything. Okay, although chayla, I mean, the svara that you're arguing is a good svara, but I don't see that anywhere. In other words, mezuzah might have a special ability for women to write because they're chayavis of mezuzah.
It's not that we haven't taken off other things, like about
Right. But that chilek I don't see. In other words, I just see the extreme. The extreme view of the preacher is that this whole drasha is only tefillin, and then the opposite view is that tefillin defines who is kosher for everything else. But the intermediate position of looking at each thing independently and asking are they chayavis, that doesn't seem to be brought down anywhere. Okay, but be as it may, for a Mechri, it's a double question, a guy cannot write, it's tefillin. So the question is, can a guy fix batim? Can a guy make batim? Can a guy be a batim maker? So the Rambam says this. The Rambam says, a guy cannot make the batim, or sew the batim, because since on the or of the Rosh, there is the tzura of a shin, so in effect, it is ke'ilu, the guy is a kosev tefillin, because of that shin. Now, what's interesting is I saw that the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Prima Gadim a tremendous chiddush. And that is, if the only problem here is that making the shin is like writing tefillin, then why can't the guy make the rest of the bias, or make a yad, or whatever it is? So the Prima Gadim actually says that it's only the shin that puzzles, meaning daraisa, a guy could make a bias, and a guy could put in tefillin to the bias, it's only puzzle, gezeira, because of shin. Then he brings from the Magen Avraham that it's mashma, that if any element of the bias is ksiva, that puzzles the whole avodas a bias. But be it as it may, the Brisker points out, why does the Rambam say that the psula of the Nechri to make a bias is only because of the shin, why not because of the dalet? Again, the same answer, because the dalet isn't a din of ksiva sa'os. So you're not going to have the drasha, kol she yeshno b'ksiva, yeshno b'ksiva, and that's why the Rambam has to come to the reason of the shin. But the problem is that the Rambam is mashma. No, I understand it. But the question is, according to the Rambam should have said, the guy cannot make the bias,
then the goy cannot be kosher Eretzelot. The fact that the Rambam didn't say the goy cannot be kosher Eretzelot, that's mashma, that that's not called kosher Yeshno B'Ksiva. It's not called Yeshno B'Ksiva because it's not a din K'siva. And that's why the Rambam only focuses on the shin of the bayis. So that's what the Brisker Rav says. Okay, 1 second. Yes, we can just leave the error that he wanted to share. The only thing is, he does raise a little question. He brings from the Ezer Ruah, along Arichas, where the Ezer Ruah says, just like Hashem showed Moshe Kesher Shel Tefillin, Hashem showed Moshe the shin of the Rosh. Now, L'chora, this undermines the Brisker Rav's wonders, because the Brisker Rav wants to say, Hashem showed Moshe the Kesher, to show him that it wasn't the din of an Osh Dalet, it was just a Tzura of Dalet. So if so, why do you have to show him the shin? Just tell him you have to write a shin. So the Brisker Rav answers, that's because one of the shins is a shin show valid Russian, and therefore that's not a normal shin, so for that you need it. This he brings from the Ezer Ruah. Now the Ezer Ruah, Tokas Kriya Shema, Ahavi Peyesh Rabbeinu Chananel. So Rabbeinu Chananel says it. And Kesher Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Kesher Shel Tefillin, Kain Harol Gam Kain Shin Shel Tefillin, to whom Gam Kain Halacha L'Moshe Misina. Now, where's the way Chananel get it? Well, yeah, they just put down, maybe they're a shin, let's say. But Rabbeinu Chananel has many things that are given Kabbalah, from the Gaonim, which are not even in the Gemara, but from the Kabbalah, the Kesher Shel Tefillin, Harol Shin Shel Tefillin. Yeah, the Russian is also, even the Shina HaRoshim, the Rambam picks up, is also in the words of Rabbeinu Chananel. One is a Kesher Shel Tefillin, the other is a Shin Shel Tefillin, which is a different, yeah. Okay. All right, I guess that's all I have with that.